1 year after the Homeland Security Department issued Binding Operational Directive 1801, DHS is seeing significant progress in agency compliance. The directive requires agencies to adopt a standard called DMARC to help prevent email phishing attacks. An analysis by cybersecurity company Proofpoint shows 74% of agencies have published DMARC records, and about 60% are fully compliant with that operational directive. We get more now from Federal News Network's David Thornton. And David, let's begin by a reminder of exactly what this DMARC is all about.
So DMARC stands for Domain-Based Message Authentication, Reporting, and Conformance. Essentially, it's a protocol that authenticates an organization's emails. It allows the organization to flag, quarantine, or automatically reject emails that fail the authentication. The idea is to prevent malicious actors from spoofing email addresses. So the effort is to reduce the threat of phishing attacks, which is one of the most common ways cyber attackers penetrate networks, federal or otherwise.
Yeah, it sounds like phishing is, when you listen to the cyber experts, it's the main way now. It's almost one of the most important vectors, the cyber experts say, that organizations are attacking federal networks, and I guess all networks, by tricking people into clicking on stuff.
Exactly. And that happens, like you said, federal. That happens in industry. That happens from malicious state actors. That happens from independent criminals.
And I guess the phishers have gotten really good at it in recent times. They're not full of typos. The phony logos of who the email is purported to be from are pretty accurate. And so a lot of even high-level people get fooled by this from time to time.
Yeah. When you said the emails, they look more authentic. That's called spoofing. So they use certain programs that make the return email address look like it came from an official source. That's what DMARC is supposed to do, is it keeps them from being able to do that. If you get an email from IRS.gov, you know it's from IRS.gov if they're using DMARC.
All right. So let's tell us more about DHS's efforts to bring this whole DMARC, I guess it's a protocol more than a technology, to federal agencies.
So this started about 1 year ago, October 16th, 2017. Then Acting Secretary Elaine Duke issued Binding Operational Directive 1801, and this required agencies to set a DMARC policy of reject within 1 year, which means emails that fail authentication are automatically rejected. So far, only 60.5% of federal agencies have adopted this policy, but it's still being hailed as a success. It's a lot of progress. Before BOD 1801, only about 20% of agencies were using DMARC in any fashion at all, and far fewer than that had a reject policy. Here's what DHS's Deputy Assistant Secretary for Cyber Policy, Thomas McDermott, had to say about the implementation.
In short, we have made real, tangible progress to ensure that it's dramatically harder for malicious cyber actors to use .gov email addresses as part of a phishing campaign. These actions also further protect federal government users who regularly communicate via email with each other, and therefore reducing the chance that they will become victim of spoofing attacks from other .gov email addresses. Of course, we know it's not all rainbows and sunshine. Adoption of DMARC, another means to authenticate email, will not eliminate all phishing-enabled attacks or other threats to federal networks, but these steps have meaningfully reduced exposure and risk to individual agencies, to the federal enterprise, and to the larger ecosystem.
That was DHS Deputy Assistant Secretary for Cyber Policy, Thomas McDermott. Now, you'll notice he specifically mentioned reducing risk. That's because this is part of a broader DHS push to adopt a risk management approach to cybersecurity.
Yeah, so that means going after the most potent threats first, I guess, and putting your resources there. Tell us more about how they're doing that.
So they launched the National Risk Management Center in July, which encourages collaboration across government and industry. And this is in line with the National Cyber Strategy released by the White House last month. McDermott specifically touched on that strategy and laid out a few of the key themes.
First, DHS takes a risk management approach to cybersecurity. We view the challenges of cybersecurity as one of risk management, which is to say there will never be perfect cybersecurity, but we need to find ways to drive down and buy down risks across the government networks, critical infrastructure, and indeed the entire cyber ecosystem. Second, DHS continues to focus on national and systemic risk, identifying areas where there is either concentrated risk or the potential for cascading consequences across multiple entities or multiple sectors of the economy. Third, it's important for the department that we build upon the idea of collective defense, And what we mean by pull up through the fence in the context of cybersecurity is understanding what are the things that the government is uniquely able to do, what are the things that academia or private industry is uniquely able to do, and understanding how we can work together across government and private sector to drive toward our collective objectives and defending the nation and the global ecosystem from cyber risk.
Once again, that was DHS Deputy Assistant Secretary for Cyber Policy, Thomas McDermott. Now, this is one of the reasons DHS is pushing so heavily for DMARC adoption. The adoption of national and international standards is key to a holistic collective defense, like he was talking about. The more agencies and even industry and companies and every organization exist, the more of them that adopt DMARC, the more effective it is. And federal agencies aren't the only ones adopting DMARC.
Yeah, where did this all come from? Where did this all start, this DMARC business?
So this was first pioneered in 2007 by PayPal, and it was adopted by Yahoo Mail and Gmail soon after, and it's been slowly spreading throughout industry for years. So this makes DMARC adoption key to that idea of holistic collective defense. Here's what McDermott had to say about how DMARC adoption contributes to those efforts.
As DHS looks to enable cybersecurity outcomes, we know that we must support global efforts that foster technology and policy innovations and encourage the adoption of best practices and frameworks. The effort to promote international adoption of DMARC is an outstanding example of an innovative effort to leverage such a framework to make perhaps individually modest, but tangible, and in the aggregate, hugely significant improvements in global cybersecurity.
That was DHS Deputy Assistant Secretary for Cyber Policy, Thomas McDermott.
And sounds like he was reading from a carefully prepared script.
Yeah. This was an opening statement at a public event with a lot of industry members discussing the implementation of DMARC in the federal and the private sector.
And what does he think is going to happen next? Or you said 60% of agencies seem to have this in place at the minimal level. Does he expect that to rise?
Yeah, so DHS, McDermott specifically, and even Jeanette Monfra have all said they expect to see the number of agencies fully compliant with BOD 1801 to rise to 100% in the near future, and that DHS is going to continue to working towards that end. So we'll have to see how that plays out.
I guess the more that agencies adopt, say, cloud services for email, like Google, which many of them already have, then that's one good way to back into the whole thing and let somebody else do it for you already.
Right. It's definitely an opportunity to get it baked in from the very beginning.
And of those 60% of the agencies, does anyone have any idea how many federal employees' email accounts are covered by that 60% of agencies?
From my understanding of it, when an agency adopts DMARC, that covers the entirety of that agency, all the federal employees involved in that agency. And a lot of the agencies that are DMARC compliant now are the big ones, the Department of Energy, the Department of Defense. There were several departments, full departments in there. It's a lot of the smaller agencies, the ones with very few employees that haven't adopted it yet.
Federal News Network's David Thornton, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to check out his story at federalnewsnetwork.com.